Good to be with you.
很高兴和大家在一起。
And it is always a privilege for me to share from God's Word.
这是能够和大家一起分享神的话语，是我的一个特权。
To begin this morning, I would like all of you to take a moment and think about your spouse, if you're married, or your closest friend.
今天开始的时候，我想大家邀请大家一起想想，想想你周边那些亲近的人，比如像你的配偶和你的周围的邻居和朋友。
Think about who they are.
想想他们是谁。
And I have a question for you.
然后呢，我问你们一个问题。
How well do you know them?
啊，你认识他们有多少
？Here's another question.
另外一个问题。
How well do you know someone that you have never met?
对于那些你从未谋面的人，你对他们了解有多少？
For example, a favorite author.
比如你最喜欢的作者。
Or a blogger.
或者是那些播客的主持。
The disciples lived with Jesus for 3 years.
那些门徒和耶稣一起住行了三年。
How well do you think they knew Jesus?
你们认为他们对耶稣的了解有多少？
You ever notice in scripture that he continually surprised them by the things that he did and said?
你们有没有从圣经里边注意到这些门徒经常被耶稣所说所做的事感到惊讶？
The passage that we read this morning from Psalm 139 speaks about how God knows each one of us completely.
今天我们读的经文在诗篇139章，我们读到神完全了解我们。
Let's read the first four verses again.
让我们一起来读前四节。
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
耶和华你已经鉴察我，认识我。
You know when I sit, when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways.
我行走，我躺下，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
Before a word is on my tongue, you, O Lord, know it completely.
耶和华呀，你在我的舌头上的话，你没有一句是不知道的。
I don't know about you, but that's hard for me to grasp.
我不知道你们怎么想，但这些经文让我觉得很难完全的理解。
I guess I have the clicker. Now, it may make sense.That God knows us completely.
我们在一定程度上大概可以理解神完全的了解我们。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
But it's still hard for us, I think, to understand that he knows us better than we know ourselves.
但是有的时候还是很难理解，他对我们的了解比我们对我们自己的了解更加深刻。
It may be a little bit frightening.
也有的时候让我们很战惊。
Well, it turns out that God wants us to know him in the same way.
但是呢，我们也知道，神希望我们也同样的去了解他。
Here are a few verses that speak to this.
在圣经里面有几段经文来解释了这一切。
Jeremiah 9:23 and 24 says this. This is what the Lord says.Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast in their riches.
在耶利米书九章23-24节讲到，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
But let the one who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord.Who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公义和公平， 以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
And in John 17:3, it's Jesus himself who is praying for his disciples and also for us.
在约翰福音17:3，耶稣为他的门徒也为我们做同样的祷告。
And he says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And when the Apostle Paul speaks about a personal relationship with God, he describes it as knowing Jesus Christ.
当使徒保罗来描述他和上帝之间的个人关系，他描述为他真实的认识耶稣基督。
Listen to what he says in Philippians 3:7-11.
我们来看看在腓立比书3:7-11，保罗是怎样讲的。
But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
只是我先前以为我所有益的，与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes through the law, but that which is through faith in Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督，并且得以在他里面。不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义。
This is righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings.
就是因信神而来的义，使我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
That's not a shallow knowing, that's a deep knowing.
这一段讲述的不是一个浅薄的认识，而是一个非常深层的了解。
It's very clear that for Paul, his highest priority was to know Jesus Christ.
很明显，保罗最看重的和最高的优先是认识耶稣基督。
Now, that raises the obvious question, what does it mean to really know another person?
这就提起了一个非常明显的问题，那么真正认识一个人意味着什么呢？
It's easy to think about knowing someone in terms of having a lot of information about them.
我们很容易会想到了解一个人，我们会收集这个人很多的信息。
But that's not what these passages are talking about.
但这不是这几段经文所讲的。
For example, if you could pick out any historical figure, someone who lived before you did.
举个例子，你可能举一个在你出生之前的一个历史人物。
You could study them and become the world's best expert all about how they lived, what they did, all of the information about them.
你可以研究这个历史人物，然后收集他方面的信息，你可能会成为世上关于这个历史人物最权威的专家。
But still, it couldn't be said that you truly know them in the way that you would know your best friend or your spouse or your child.
但即使如此，你也不能说，你能够像了解你的最亲密的朋友、你的配偶和你的孩子那样去了解这位历史的人物。
To know someone really requires that we spend a lot of time with them.
真正要认识一个人，我们需要花很多的时间和他在一起。
Through that kind of interaction.We begin to understand how they think,
通过这样的交往，我们能够了解他的思想是怎样的。
We begin to understand what motivates them or how they respond in different situations.
我们会了解能够有什么事情能够激励他，或者他对各种情况有怎样的反应。
We begin to catch nonverbal clues about what they're thinking.
我们甚至会捕捉到一些不是用言语表达的一些线索。
You understand when you look at someone and you see, a raised eyebrow or a half smile.
你可能会在人交往的时候，你会注意到这个人扬起的眉毛，或者是半笑不笑。
Maybe a grimace.
有的时候会皱眉。
Or the way they reflect eagerness or reluctance.
或者有的时候在他们的渴望或者不愿意之间，那种不同的细微的反应。
This kind of time spent with someone eventually gets us to understand intuitively how they think, how they will react in a situation.
当你花了很多时间和这人在一起的时候，这样的话你就很有能够得到一些非常直觉的判断，知道他们怎样去思考。
And this is exactly what God wants for us in knowing Him.
这也是上帝希望我们对他的了解。
He wants us to know Him like we know our best friend.
他希望我们认识他，就像我们认识我们最亲密的朋友那样。
You see, Jesus is as real as the person who is sitting next to you.
我们来看，这耶稣就像坐在你旁边那位那样真实。
Even though we cannot see him like the disciples did, he really is with us all of the time.
虽然我们不能像门徒那样，能够和他花了那么长时间，但他确实与我们同在。
And he wants to interact with us.
并且他希望和我们互动。
When is the last time you had a conversation with Jesus Christ?
你上次和耶稣基督有那种亲密的交谈是什么时候？
We all pray often, but we're speaking to him. Do we expect him to speak back to us?
我们可能会经常向他祷告，在那个时候我们向神讲话，但是我们有没有这个期待神向我们说话呢？
In a personal way?
是一个非常个人的方式。
Do you go to scripture to hear God speak to you, or is it just words in a book?
当你在读圣经的时候，你是在注意是神怎样向你说话，还是仅仅那些圣经的话语，就是那些文字而已？
So in short, the question is, how well do we really know him?
那么从很简短的话语上来说，就是我们对神有多深的了解。
Knowing God, knowing Jesus Christ begins with the realization that he knows us.
认识上帝认识主耶稣都要开始于我们知道上帝已经完全的了解我。
He already knows us completely in every detail, better than we know ourselves.
他对我们有完全的理解，对我们的生命中的每一个细节都有一个非常深的理解。
In his book, Knowing God, J.I. Packer talks about this.
J.I. Packer 在他的书《认识上帝》中谈到这些。
And I'm going to read a short section from this.
我来读一段。
What matters supremely is not, in the final analysis, the fact that I know God, but the larger fact that underlies it, the fact that he knows me. I am graven on the palms of his hands. I am never out of his mind. All my knowledge of him is dependent on his sustained initiative in knowing me.
了解到上帝对我的爱是完全现实的，基于对我最糟糕一面的鲜艳了解，这也使我有很大的安慰，因为没有什么发现可以让他对我感到失望。就像我常常对自己失望一样。
I know him because he first knew me and continues to know me.
我认识他，因为他首先来认识我，而且就不断的在认识我。
He knows me as a friend.
他认识我作为一个朋友。
One who loves me.
他爱我。
And there is therefore no moment when his eye is off of me or his attention distracted from me.
在没有任何一个时刻，他的眼目从我身上离开。
And no moment, therefore, when his care falters.
在任何的时候，他真是他的眼目不离开我。
There's tremendous relief in knowing that his love to me is utterly realistic.
我们真是在知道神对我们的了解是那种完全的了解，这时候让我们为此感到欣慰。
Based at every point on prior knowledge about the worst about me, so that no discovery can now disillusion him about me.
神已经知道我所有的不足、所有的缺陷和所有他、所有我对我自己失望的地方，没有任何事情能够让神更加的惊讶。
In the way that I'm so often disillusioned about myself,
常常我对我自己都是很失望，甚至自己都自己对自己心存失望。
And therefore, nothing will quench his determination to bless me.
没有任何事情能够削弱神赐福我的信心和决心。
There is certainly great cause for humility in the thought that he sees all of the twisted things about me that my fellow human beings do not see, for which I'm very glad.
想到神看到我们所有那些人所看不到的扭曲之处，其实让我这心里边充满了谦卑，因为我自己的腐败之处超过自己所能够看到的。
And great humility in the thought that he sees more corruption in me than I even see in myself, which in all conscience is enough.
这是我感到非常的谦卑，因为神对我的一切的所有都深刻的了解，包括我的腐败之处。
There is, however, equally great incentive to worship and love God.
同样，我们真是有更多的激励来敬拜这位主。
In the thought that for some unfathomable reason, he wants me as his friend.
甚至考虑到因为一些某种无法解释的原因，神竟希望我成为他的朋友。
And he desires to be my friend.
而且他想成为我的朋友。
And has given his son to die for me in order to realize this purpose.
甚至赐下他的独生子为我而死来实现这一目的。
This is an amazing truth.
这是一个真的是非常的奇妙的一个真理。
I will repeat, believers can never do anything that surprises God.
让我再重复一遍，信徒不会做任何事情让神感到惊讶。
No matter what you or I can do, God already knew about those things before he saved us.
不管我们做些什么事情，神已经在救赎我们之前就已经知道了这一切。
So he still saved us.
And 他因为我知道我们这样的一切，他还是救赎了我们。
So God is never going to be so shocked by our behavior that he's going to say, he did what? She did what?
神不会因为我们做的任何事情而感到震惊，他不会说他做了什么，他怎么会这样做。
I can't believe it.
我简直不敢相信。
Forget it, I'm done with them.
不管他们了。
That will never happen.
这永远不会发生。
What a relief that is.
这是多么令人欣慰的一件事情。
It's also important to realize that to really know someone means...that they will come to know us in much the same way.
我们同样的一点要认识到，当我们真正去了解一个人的时候，我们要意味着他们也要有同样的方式来了解我们。
It's impossible to interact with someone to the level that we come to know them without them also coming to know us.
和人在一起互动的时候，很难就是说，我们能够有那种深层的，就是说我们对他的了解，而不希望他对我们有同样的了解那种互动。
It's a two-way street.
这是一个双向的一个过程。
It involves vulnerability and transparency on both parts.
这涉及到双方的脆弱和彼此的透明。
And this is exactly the sort of deep connection that Jesus desires to have with me and with you.
这是正是耶稣基督希望我们每个人和他建立的深层的关系。
Just so we understand why this is the case, let's go back and look at the context from Scripture.
让我们明白这一点的重要性，那我们回到起先，看到我们回到圣经里边，看到起先是怎样的。
We have to go back all the way to our creation.
我们要回到最开始的创造。
Genesis 3 describes God enjoying fellowship with Adam and Eve, the first human beings.
在创世纪三章描述了上帝和在创和亚那享受和亚当和夏娃第一人类的他那些亲密的关系。
Fellowship is a function of relationship.
这种亲密关系、团契这种关系是关系的一个方面。
And personal relationship with God was God's intent for all humans from the very beginning.
个人和上帝的关系是上帝从一开始就是对所有人类的期望和意图。
Of course, the problem was that Adam and Eve screwed up.
但的问题是，最早的人类亚当和夏娃他们犯了错。
God created us humans for Himself to be in relationship to Himself.
神创造了人类，是为了他自己的目的创造人类，以至于让人和他有亲密的关系。
That includes you and me.
那包括你和我。
But when Adam and Eve rebelled against God's rightful authority over them,
但是亚当和夏娃悖逆了神对他们的主权。
That fellowship was broken not only for them, but for all human beings that followed them.
那亲密关系就从那时开始断裂，包括所有人类和神的关系的断裂。
Since then,Every human being has been born into a state of rebellion.
从那时开始，所有的人类都出生于这个悖逆的状态。
You see it in infants.
你可以从婴儿的那个状态就可以看出来。
We fundamentally are selfish people who want mine, me.
本质上我们是非常自私的人，我们所要的就是我，一切都是我的。
This is at its core rebellion against God, who has the rightful authority over us.
这就是那根本与对神的悖逆，就是对神那种对我们的主权的悖逆。
Now, the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus Christ came from heaven as the last Adam.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，耶稣基督作为最后的亚当从天降临。
The first Adam established the human race.
第一个亚当建立了人类的整个这个人类的整个的祖先。
The last Adam restored the human race back into its rightful place.
最后的亚当恢复了恢复了人和神之间的这个亲密的关系。
As the last Adam, he came to restore the personal relationship and intimacy God wants to have with us.
这个最后的亚当来了是以恢复与上帝的个人关系和亲密关系。
See, God's purpose in creating humans hasn't changed. It remains a personal relationship with him as God's desire.
上帝创造人的目的从来没有改变，他仍然想与我们每个人建立个人的关系。
Now, to have that, we have to come to God on His terms.
能够实现这一切，我们必须要接近神，是以他的条件来接近他。
Meaning, by faith, that is, a total reliance on Jesus' death and resurrection, plus nothing else, is the only means to be forgiven and to be made right with God.
也就是通过信心，也就是完全依赖耶稣基督的死亡和复活，除此之外没有其他方式能够获得宽恕和上帝和好。
And it requires us to repent, to turn away from our sin, our rebellion against him.
这要求我们悔改我们的罪，能够回转我们的悖逆。
Now, if you'd like examples of what a personal relationship with God looks like,
如果想你想知道和神之间那种亲密关系是什么样子的
，Just go to the Psalms.
我们可以研究诗篇。
The Psalms are songs of praise or maybe laments reflecting repentance or sorrow.
诗篇可以是赞美的歌曲，也可以是反映悔改的哀歌。
Some of these are very personal prayers.
这些诗篇是非常个人的祷告。
Could be lament, it could be desperation, praise or adoration, amazement, or a request.
这些诗篇包括了对悔恨、绝望、赞美、崇敬、惊奇或请求的那些表达。
These personal prayers, you can think of as conversations with God by someone who really knows him.
这些我们看这些诗篇可以看成这些是这些个人的祷告，是那些真正认识人和神之间的对话。
Someone who doesn't hesitate to tell God exactly that what he is feeling, including his doubts and his fears.
他们毫不犹豫地向上帝倾诉自己的感受，包括怀疑和恐惧。
God invites us to be honest with him.
神邀请我们和他建立有这种亲密的关系。
And if you want to understand some of what that looks like, write down some of these psalms and look them up.
如果大家想了解更多，可以看看这些列出来的诗篇的这些章节，可以回去继续的研读。
Let me follow with two more quick comments about Philippians 3, 10 and 11 that we read earlier.
我们下面就是关于我们前面读过腓立比书三章十、十一节，我们有两个很快的观察点。
Truly knowing Jesus Christ gives us the promise that God's power will one day resurrect us physically to eternal life.
第一点是真正认识耶稣基督给予我们上帝的应许，也就是有一天上帝的力量会使我们身体复活，获得永恒的生命。
Because our physical death is not the end for any born again follower of Jesus Christ.
因为身体的死亡对于任何重生的基督徒来说，那是并不是生命的终点。
My father went home to heaven about a month ago.
我父亲在一个月之前归于天家。
He had been going downhill physically for the past several years.
在过去几年，他的身体一直在衰退。
He had dementia.
他有健忘症。
But he still was clear in his praying. He regularly asked God, even begged God, to take him home.
但是他在他祷告的时候，神志一直很清晰，他一直在向神祈求，求神带他回天家。
Because that's what he was created for, to be in fellowship forever with Jesus Christ.
因为他深知他被创造的目的就是和耶稣基督有那种亲密的关系。
And that's part of the promise that we're given in knowing Christ.
这就是我们认识耶稣基督所得到的应许。
Secondly, truly knowing Christ will also give us strength to persevere through suffering on behalf of Christ.
第二点，真正认识基督也给了我们在基督面前忍受苦难的力量。
In fact, in 1 Peter 4:13, Peter says that if we suffer with Christ, we will experience greater joy when Jesus returns in glory.
事实上，彼得前书四章十三节告诉我们，如果我们与基督一同受苦，当耶稣荣耀降临的时候，我们将体验到更大的喜乐。
Let me summarize what we've talked about today.
让我们总结一下今天我们讨论的。
First and foremost, God knows you and me completely, better than we know ourselves.
首先一点，上帝是对你和我是完全的有那种了解，而且他对我们的了解远超过我们对我们自己的了解。
And he wants to be not only our Savior and our Lord, but also our friend.
他不光想做我们的救主啊，我们的救赎者，而更愿意成为我们的朋友。
All of that is possible only because God has taken the initiative to draw us to Himself.
这一切只有是在神发起这个意向的时候才有可能。
Jesus Christ, the Son, paid the price in order for that to happen.
基督耶稣付上能够使这个能实现的代价。
And the Holy Spirit, all three members of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit actually brings us into fellowship with God when we put our faith in what He did.
圣灵把我们以及我们 对神的信心把我们带到神的面前。
This three-in-one God that we worship, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is the only true God, is worth knowing personally.
这位三位一体的上帝、父子、圣灵的唯一的真神，他是值得我们付出一切努力来深化和他的个人的关系。
In fact, he's worth making every effort to grow in our personal relationship with him.
他值得我们付出所有的努力来和他建立这种亲密的关系。
How well do you know Jesus Christ?
你对耶稣基督有怎样的了解？
As well as he wants you to know him?
能没有达到他希望你对他了解的那种深度呢？
My prayer for all of you and for myself is, and I'm convinced, by the way, God's desire for us is that we all come to know our Lord, our Master, and Savior, Jesus Christ, in a deep, personal way.
我对你们每一个人和对我自己的祷告，也就是我也相信这是上帝对我们每个人的愿望，就是愿我们每一个人都以更深、更个人化的方式认识我们的主，认识我们的救主耶稣基督，更深的认识他，体会，更加的深刻的爱他。
And more than that, that knowing him more deeply will cause us to love him more deeply.
而且更重要的是，当我们更深的了解耶稣基督，会让我们更渴望的去，更加深刻的去爱他。
You see, a personal relationship with God, who is the most wonderful being that exists, is the ultimate human experience.
认识主耶稣基督是我们真是最终的、最终极的作为人所能够经历的。
Jesus Christ is the greatest treasure we can know and have.
耶稣是我们能够认识和拥有的最大的宝藏。
He is better than all he gives to us or does for us.
他比那些他给我们的礼物和为我们做的这些事情更加宝贵。
And he wants us to know and love him for himself more and more each day.
他希望我们更多的认识他，更多的亲密的和他有这个交往，每一天能够更深的了解他。
As Jesus himself said, this is eternal life, that they may know you and Jesus Christ whom you've sent.
这是耶稣基督所希望的，这就是永生，让我们能更深刻的、更真实的了解他，认识他。
Let that be our prayer and our goal.
让这成为我们的祷告，成为我们的目标。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are amazed that you would want us to know you.
亲爱的天父，我们真是很惊奇，你那样的渴望我们来认识你，了解你。
Because you really shouldn't even care about us.
因为从根底上真的你没有，你可能真的不需要那样的去关心我们。
Each one of us has, in different ways, rejected your rightful authority over us. So we rebel.
我们每一个人都用自己不同的方式，我们拒绝你的主权，我们向你悖逆。
And yet, you sent Jesus to die and to rise again in order that we might be with you and know you.
尽管如此，你把你的唯一的独生爱子来送到世上，他受苦上了十字架，为我们的罪而死，目的是把我们带回和你和好。
Thank you, Lord, for this privilege that you offer to us.
感谢神，感谢你给我们这个特权。
And more than that, thank you that you make it possible for us to know you.
更深一层，真是你能够让我们有可能去更深的了解你。
Lord, we look to you to open our eyes and to open our hearts to seek you in this way.
主啊，我们真是愿意 open 我们，我们让我们开启我们的心眼，开启我们的心思意念来寻求你。
We pray that as you enable us to know you, you will also deepen our love for you.
我们祷告，在你使我们能够去认识你的过程中，求你能够深化我们对你的了解。
Pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们祷告以我们的主耶稣圣名祷告 ，Amen。